We are learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Kuf Zayin Amar Beis, and we're starting at the bottom of the Amar Kuf Zayin Amar Aleph, going back to the first Mishnah Navi Pesachim. It says, Erev Pesach, Somuch L'mincha, you have to stop eating. And what does it mean, Somuch L'mincha? Mincha, we know, is two Zmanim for Mincha. Mincha Ketana, Mincha Gdoila. Mincha Gdoila means there's a lot of time for Mincha, which means Chatzos, which means a half hour after Chatzos, is Zman Mincha Gdoila. And Zman Mincha Ketana is 9.5 hours into the day, which is the end of the Zman of the Tamid. So Akapanim, when it says, Yidala eat Samach L'mincha, which Mincha does it mean? Mincha G'dayla, Mincha K'tana. Bailu, Samach L'mincha G'dayla, when do I have to stop eating Erev Pesach? Samach L'mincha G'dayla T'nan, or Dilma Samach L'mincha K'tana T'nan. And the Gemara explains, what's the two stardom? Samach L'mincha G'dayla T'nan, they have to stop eating already by Chatzos, a half hour after Chatzos, or Mishum Pesach. That the reason why you have to stop eating is because of Karvan Pesach, that already by that time already is allowed to be in the Karban Pesach, and if you start eating, Dilma Asi L'Mimshach V'Asi L'Menuyim Erev Pesach, you can come to be over and miss the Karban Pesach. And Taisa speaks out, even though if I eat early, I'll be able to bring the Karban Pesach afterwards. But Taisa says, no, you're going to rush the Karban. No, if I can't, I can bring the Karban Pesach first and eat afterwards. What's the problem? Why can't I eat all afternoon? I can eat after Karban Pesach. Taisa speaks out because you're going to rush the Karban Pesach to get to your big Suda. That's also a problem. Therefore, for one side is that you can't eat already from 12:30 and on. Just give me your time just to break, make it sound easy. From Chatzos, half hour from Chatzos and on, 12:30 and on, you can't eat. Why can you not do the Karban Pesach? Oy dilma, Somuch L'mincha Ketana T'nan. It means Somuch L'mincha Ketana, 9.5 hours into the day. Or Mishum Matzah. And the reason why you can't eat from then is because you want to be able to eat the Matzah. Dilma, Osi L'meichle L'matzah Achila Gasa. Maybe you're to come to eat the Matzah Achila Gasa, which means someone who is very full and he eats, it's nishkin achila, like Taisa speaks of. It just mazik you. It's not achila. So it sounds like over here you can't eat from as the matzah as achila gasa. The problem is that Rashi and the Rashbam in Daf Tzaktes and Beis say the reason why you can't eat is should be taiva lechol. You should be able to have an appetite. The Rashi says k'desh yoichol matzah shal mitzvah l'ti avoyin mishum hida mitzvah. It's on Tzaktes and Beis. That's Loshen Rashi. And the Rashbam says, and here it says Achila Gasa. So Rashash asks his kasha. So Rashi over here teaches, if you look at the second Rashi on the top, Umushim Matzah, she can't look at your taiva. He goofed learned Achila Gasa means taiva, doesn't mean Achila Gasa, not like Taisvis. But the Rashash has two types of Achila Gasa. There's one Achila Gasa that the Mamish can eat, it's the Mamish Mazik, and the other one is that's not like the oven. But upon him, the two star of the Mari is, why can you eat? Is it Karban Pesach or else the matzah, mitzvah matzah? Om Rabbi, let's try bringing a riot. Om Rabbi, and Toshimai, learn to the bright side. Agrippa HaMelech, his minig was, he was a melech kosher, like the Rashbam says. He was from the Bnei Chashmonoi. And he used to eat his first meal at 9 hours in the day. What's pshat? Because the Gemara says that a Talmud Chacham eats after the 6th hour. And another thing about a melech is, the melech wakes up in the 3rd hour. He wakes up after Zman Kriya Shema, by Zman Kriya Shema. So he waits Zman Kriya Shema, and he waits 6 hours. Turns out to be 9 hours into the day. That's why he ate, this melech ate only breakfast at 9 hours into the day. So Toshima, I feel like Gribus HaMelech, Shurag Alechem Tesh Shoyas, even if Gribus HaMelech that only eats in the 9th hour, Oyseh HaYoyim, Erev Pesach, Lo Yoychach Tachshach, should not eat until the Seder. So, if you learn that the issa to eat is somach l'mincha k'tan, which means after 9.5 hours, heiner rebusa da'agrifas. That's why the chiddush da'agrifas, even though his shear is a little bit before the zman iser, still he's not allowed to eat. Eli amit somach l'mincha k'dayla t'ran, but if the halacha was, they now eat from 12:30 already, my rebusa da'agrifas, chal islam mikara, he already has the issa in it. I'm saying even da'agrifas only eats in 9 hours, he has to stop eating. What do you mean? Everyone has to stop eating at 12:30. So what's the chiddush? So it must be mincha k'tana. So Frank tomorrow, what do you mean? El mincha k'tana is any better? El somach l'mincha k'tana t'ran, Soif my rabusa da gripa, still what's the chiddush? Hamat le zman isura. You reach the zman isura already. Now what does that mean? So the Rashbam learns that since for sure, if he starts 9th hour, he's for sure going to go past 9.5 hours. So that's called, he has to stop. That's called starting be isura. If you look at the Rashbam, soif, he says like this. It's by the biggest wide line. He says, it reaches the Zman Issa before he started the Suda. Even if Rabbi Yossi holds you don't have to stop, He'll be moid das. The mikaro das kain hoya oichel. Here das kain hoya oichel. You need to have a tesh shoyas, and that's called mani sura. This does not stem with the Tosha Rebbeinu Peretz who spoke out early on in the parrot. Al Kapanim, the Rashbam learns that this is also not a chiddush. This is called a surah because you're going to eat after 9.5 hours. So what's the pshat? The Gemara says, no, I have a chiddush for that. Now the tema, taste shows like ripas, gabra shows the dan. He says, since by us, when we eat something at 4 hours, that's the time we eat, we get hungry by the night. So maybe Agrippa, since his breakfast every day is at 9 hours, maybe he'll get hungry at night already. He'll get hungry by night already because this is he gets hungry after breakfast. He eats supper every day. This is his first meal, and it's at 9 hours. Maybe it'll be the same thing like 4 hours, and you're allowed to eat it. Kamashlo, no, you can't eat it. And the Feeder Rashbam, it comes out that we paskin like this Mandi Omar, that's Mincha Katana. So the issit to eat is from Mincha Katana on, not from Mincha Gedorla. From 9.5 hours on, you can't eat, and we'll see momentarily what you can't eat. Omar Rabbi Yaisi, some of Gesh Omar of Asi, Omar Rabbi Yaisi, Avol Matvul Hu B'mini Tagima. You're not allowed to eat, but you're allowed to eat Mini Tagima. Losh Matvul means you used to dip it. Mini Tagima. What does Mini Tagima mean? So the Rashbam learns Mini Tagima. I think it's a three-way machlok is what it means. The Rashbam learns Mine Tagima is peiros and basa. You're allowed to eat meat and fruits, but no lechem. Tosis said, it means a rai, Mine Tagima means something making mezonos on. So it says it has to mean something with made a chavesh shaminim. So it has to have to be, like we saw in Tosis in the beginning of the parak, it means like matzah shiro, which you're allowed to eat, Erev Pesach. So matzah shiro got as lechem, so it has to be something that's, let's say kneid lech or something that could be mezonos that doesn't have din lechem, whatever that will be. But however you make that, after something that's not chametz, that it's not lechem either. Kumat hashira is part of the iser, so minit hagim will be something mezonos. That's Tosfos learns. Rashi seems like it's only you're only allowed to eat peiros. Rashi touches minit hagim to mean it says avol yachol adam litvav lechol minit hagim peiros. Always says peiros, no basa. So we have Rashi says only peiros. The Rashbam says peiros and basa. And Tosfos says even some kind of mezonos food is mutter to eat as long as it's not lechem. Rav Yitzchak matvil b'yarki. Rav Yitzchak used to eat yirokas erev Pesach. And the Rashbam learns that pshat is that Yitzchak dafke ate yirokas at that time because yirokas open up the stomach. And the Rashbam brings a raya from a sechta and brachas, from a gemara and brachas, that there, they used to eat papyrus before the pass, that was as an appetizer, to open up the stomach, to be able to eat more. So he dafke ate yirokas to make himself have an appetite. Tayinamahachi, don't have rice like that. We'll touch the Rashbam's pshat in this gemara. Tayinamahachi, hashamish matvul b'nei ma'ayin, hashamish is allowed to eat the stomach of the basar, erev Pesach, v'noyis l'bnei archim, gives to the archim also. And this will help them eat more, as Rashbam learns. But obviously, in Raya, Dava Zecha, Dava Yuzo, Raya, Ava Zecha from Apostolic. Shneem says in the Apostolic, Nir Lechem Nir, plow the field, Val Tizru Al Kaitzim, and don't plant with thorns. And the way the Rashbam learns the Raya from the Apostolic is that just like when you plant, you have to open up the ground to put seeds in it, same thing by your stomach. You have to open up your stomach to put the food in it. It widens the stomach, and you put food in it. And that's what we're teaching us, that Basar will help you eat. The basar, b'nei ma'ayim, will help you eat more. Now, Rashi has a different shot in this Gemara, and L'chayra has to do with Shitasa, because Rashi holds you not allowed to eat basar. So Rashi holds a whole different shot here. Rashi holds that the Gemara is teaching us here that a shamish who's working with the food, he himself is allowed to eat from b'nei ma'ayim, because if not, it'll be tzar for him not to eat the food while he's working with it. But everyone else should not eat. Only he could eat because he is working with the food, and therefore he's allowed to eat it. What?
Takes out the word
rest of the Aruchim? No, to have a tie. And at night, he gives it to the Aruchim. He's working on the food now, and at night, he gives it to the Aruchim. That's how he learns the Gemara. So, Shamash Matvim Ra'ayin, when he's working, and the Aruchim. And the Raya of the Pasuk is that when you, it says, when you're working in the field, so you should do it in a way you're not going to have tsar from it. And that's through the Kaitzim. But the Rashbam doesn't like it, doesn't like the Pshat, doesn't like the Pasuk. That's not a Raya to that. But come on, that's Rashi's Pshat, and I think it's the Shitasa. Rava Ava Shasi Chamra Kulim Al Yerim Pischa. Rava used to drink wine the whole Erev Pesach. Why? Kehecha the Nigri Alibe the Nechal Matzah Tvei Lorta. He held that helped him eat more matzah, made him give him an appetite. If you drink a lot of wine, it gives you an appetite. Omer Rava No Amina Lo the Chamra Migagara. How do I know that it gives me an appetite? The Tanai, we learned in the Mishnah. talking about what you're allowed to drink between the kaisas. When a kaisa alalu, which means we drink four kaisa wine, four cups of wine on Pesach night. Between kais 1 and kais 2, and kais 2 and kais 3, you're allowed to drink whatever you want. And Rosh Lishto is Yishta, you're allowed to drink more wine. But by Shlishi L'Revi'i La Yishta, but between the third and fourth kais, you're not allowed to drink. And after the fourth kais, you can't drink. Now what's the reason? So Rashbam says two pshatim. Either pshat is because since the wine is migra gar, so between the first and second kais and second and third kais, so there you want to have appetite to eat. But after the third or fourth kais, after your bench, you don't have appetite to eat. So if you're drinking wine, it looks like it's being wasted all kaises because it's not drinking it for appetite. That's one pshat. The other pshat is you don't want to get drunk. If you drink too much, after the third kais, you get drunk. I freak the Rashbam, you're already drunk from the whole suit and everything. He says, when you drink while you eat, you don't get so drunk. But if you drink without eating, which is after the third kais, then you will get drunk. But that's the Mishatim. But the Gemara's right like this. If you're getting full from it, Amai Yishta, how could you drink between the first and second kais, or the second and third kais? Haka ochel matzah chilagasi, you're not going to be able to eat matzah well. The matzah and not the kaim, you're not going to be able to well. El shmami no, migra garer. You see from here that it helps you eat more, and therefore you're allowed to drink the wine. There's one Taisa you have to speak out. Taisa has a kasha that the Gemara says the case of Mavarchim, that why do you have a special bracha on Bayer Pri Gafen and not Bayer Pri Eitz? So the Gemara says, because Chamra Misad Sa'ad Umasameh, it has two milas, it makes you full and Umasameh, one of the milas of wine. So here it sounds it makes you hungry, not makes you full. And for the Gemara there, that is a difference. Tuva Garer, a lot makes you hungry, a little bit makes you full. That's what makes you full. That's the answer for that Gemara to this Gemara. But about this Gemara to Vuyaklar, that it makes you hungry if you drink a lot of wine.